Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and thank you for joining us today as we discuss the Monza Grand Prix. So we saw an amazing qualifying lap from Max Verstappen. He only beat Norris by 0.077 seconds, but it was enough to put him on pole for Monza. And what an exciting start of the race. Norris had a great start in second, and then there was a bit of a squeeze. Verstappen went off track, had to concede first place to Norris, but then was able to get it back by lap four. And after a bit of a drought, Max Verstappen finally took first place again on top, came out on top, won the Monza Grand Prix. And it's been like, even if you just sit back and think about it, like, Red Bull and Max have been literally losing and falling behind the McLarens this season in some races by 40 seconds. Like, he's not even coming close. Then to have him go ahead and win Monza clear by 20 seconds was just insane. This was an insane weekend for Max Verstappen. And now is the question is, can he push for more podiums and more wins? So we'll have to see what Red Bull does going forward. Before we dive into the drama of the weekend, we're just going to touch base on some points from the weekend. We saw two retirements. Hulkenberg had to retire after his formation lap because of a power unit problem, which was devastating. His daughter was there this weekend. She was in her cute little, like it was a handmade, like, Hulkenberg dress, absolutely adorable, there to see her daddy, and he couldn't finish the race. Alonso went out with suspension failure halfway through the race, and to note that Aston Martin is being investigated for practice turn infringements from before the Monza race, so they potentially, in Baku, could be seeing some grid penalties, so we'll have to wait to hear what happens there. Williams, we want to shout out Williams. Alex in the points again. He went from 4th to 7th, and just a little, we saw a little stat that we thought was worth mentioning. Williams had 84 points between 2018 to 2024, 84 points in that spread of years. In this season alone, in 2025, in only 16 races, Williams has earned 86 points. Williams is this team that is, like, just growing steady trajectory upward. Carlos had a bit of a tough weekend, reprimanded for not using the escape route after missing a turn on four, finished in 11th. Behrman caused a collision with him. A bit of a tough weekend for Carlos, but Alex looks amazing. Haas, again, a bit of a tough weekend for them too. Ollie took the 10-second penalty for causing that collision with Sainz, and then Ocon took a 5-second penalty for forcing Stroll off the track. Mercedes, we saw George. George is just consistent. He's just there, 5th, you know, like, meh, vanilla ice cream, but, you know, isn't the best, but is always just there, just always, like, peeking around the corner, like, here I am. Kimi took a 5-second penalty for driving erratically, but he still managed to stay in the points. And the Racing Bulls, Hajar. So Hajar had a bit of a disappointing qualifier. He qualified 16th, so ultimately ended up taking a new power unit. So he had to start his drive from the pit lane, and he finished in the points. Hajar, amazing drive. Absolutely phenomenal. And we were happy this weekend with Hamilton finishing 6th, but he just seems so much more confident. He's had his confidence levels have been low. He's just seemed to have a rough go lately. So it was really great to see Hamilton this weekend. Okay, now we're going to dive right into it. Why McLaren? Why? Like, every week, we don't want to talk about the drama with McLaren. We don't want to be talking about Norris and Piastri all the time. This isn't, like, we're not a Norris and Piastri account. However, every single race weekend, McLaren ends up just in the height of the drama. So let's dive into it. So this was the weekend of pit stop hell. Like, Oscar went away with a 1.9 second pit stop. Lando, 5.9 seconds. Like, unbelievable. So let's just start. Okay, so Norris allowed Oscar to pit first. So Norris was, so this is like key to note that Norris was qualified ahead of Oscar, was ahead all 48 laps and with a significant lead of over 6 seconds at some points. Like, so he is the teammate that should have been pitted first due to that he started ahead, but he allowed Oscar to pit first to cover off Leclerc, who was on Oscar's tail, and offered to allow Oscar to pit first because he was under the threat by Leclerc, but over the radio. So Lando offered this up over the radio, but also stated, as long as there was no undercut. So Joseph replied back, his race engineer, that there would be no undercut. So this is what happened. They pit Oscar first, who had this wonderful pit stop of 1.9 seconds, same mechanics, like no hate on the mechanics. Like it was a left front bolt issue, but it, like you could see the mechanic didn't even, he had to be tapped to be like, it's not on. And you can see in the replays, like another mechanic had to tap his shoulders, but mistakes, right? So no hate on the mechanics, but Oscar had this wonderful 1.9 second pit stop. And then due to a horrendous pit stop for Norris just after of 5.9 seconds, like three times the length of Oscar's stop, there was an undercut. So that being said, they had to fix it. Like, I know there's a lot of like online, there's a lot of Oscar fangirls and like big fans for Oscar, big fans for Norris, who are going every weekend, go head to head, fight it out over social media. Like just, but we're going to just look at the facts here. Like Norris offered up the pit stop as long as there was no undercut due to no fault of his own, due to a horrendous pit stop error, which people are arguing is racing, but it was stated ahead of time that there would be no undercut by his team. They had to fix it. They had to let Norris through. And due to the fact that it was made clear and there was valid reasons, it had to happen. So over the radio comes McLaren and says, Oscar, like, it's just like Hungary last year. We pitted in this order for team reasons. Please let Lando pass and then you're free to race. Yes, a slow pit stop is part of racing, but due to pre-established, before the race, pre-established team rules, and then due to the radio negotiations, we feel, Oscar, it was the right thing to do. There was valid reasons, but it was also the right thing to do. And how quickly Oscar fans forget Hungary 2024. So we're just going to, like, if you weren't around with us last season, let us just talk to you. Oscar was leading the race and he lost the lead to Norris when Norris was pitted first. So they pitted Norris first to cover off a car behind. And then Norris was told to reestablish order and switch to allow Oscar to win. Now, Norris, during this time, Norris had gained a substantial lead in the race over Oscar. I think there was only like 2 point, like almost 3 seconds between them when Norris went into pit first. And by the time both the pit stops were done, Norris, now it did take Norris quite a while to give that lead back, a lot of pleading, a lot of gaslighting over the radio. But Norris had grown that lead to almost 7 seconds. And so not quite the same thing here, right? Like Norris was quite well ahead and like literally came to almost a complete stop to let Oscar regain that order. And a lot of Oscar fans, I think, are forgetting that Oscar's first win was the result of a pit stop mishap, which is exactly what happened this weekend. He won his first win due to a pit stop mishap. And just to be clear, they were free to race after Oscar switched with Norris to reestablish order. Oscar was not able to catch Norris. He wasn't able to stay within the DRS range. And Norris ended up finishing over 2 seconds ahead of Oscar. So in the moment, Oscar over the radio complied, but wasn't happy about it. But then after the race kind of had changed the tone. So if you're looking at Oscar, you have to say you either like the team orders, like you benefited from them last year. So you can't have it both ways. Like you like the team orders when you were able to benefit and get a win out of it. So now you have to like the same team orders when it comes to this race, right? So, and not necessarily directed towards Oscar, but Oscar fans. So like, and Oscar did state after the race, like after, like, I think some reporters had pointed out to him that like Lando had offered to let him pit first so that they could cover off Leclerc. And I think once he was informed of these valid reasons for the switch, he was fine with it. Cause he did state that, you know, Lando was ahead of him all weekend. He qualified ahead, was ahead the whole race. So yeah, there needed to be some discussion about it. But yes, like this was a valid reason for the switchback. So just to summarize the whole McLaren issue, Norris qualified ahead, spent 48 laps ahead, was 6 seconds ahead in the race, and let his teammate pit first to cover off the threat behind Piastri, and lost a position, yes, due to racing. Like slow pit stops are part of racing, but no fault of his own. Yeah, part of racing. So, however, due to these pre-established team orders and team orders that benefited Oscar last season, we did see the switchback again. Social media lost their mind. There was booing for Norris, which this kid just seems to be like, he's the villain in every circumstance. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the online hate is over Norris, but I think the team did the right thing, I think people are so caught up in it, but we'd like to congratulate Norris. Also, he broke the fastest lap record for the Monza circuit, and the current record has been in effect since 2004. So Norris with 1 minute 20 second, 0.9 lap, Norris broke the fastest lap record at Monza that's been held since 2004. So congratulations to Norris. But again, social media is just crazy right now over this whole McLaren pit stop issue. But we did also see, we're just going to mention, like, we're not buying into any conspiracy theories. We're not picking sides, Piastri over Norris. Like there's valid arguments on both sides, but there was one post we saw with the conspiracy, like last week, everyone's like, oh, Stella was like smiling when Norris like DNF, like you could see it. Someone posted some of Lando's stop times this season, and it's you got a feel for this kid. Silverstone 4.64 seconds, Spa 3.57 seconds, the Dutch Grand Prix 4.83 seconds, and then Monza 5.9 seconds. Like, we know there's no conspiracy happening, but this kid has the worst luck. So that's where we're going to leave it with McLaren. There's no race this coming weekend. So hopefully when we come back on September the 19th, the 21st weekend in Baku, McLaren, can you just please stay out of the drama so we can talk about something else for one weekend? Another quick thing we wanted to talk about was this disrespect of reporters. The reporters and wigs is insane. So there's one account on social media. He has Instagram. He's an F1 reporter. His name's Kim. Like, he has turned into a wig account. It's just weird. We're seeing this online obsession with the girlfriends of racers, and like it's like they're almost like these racers are like boy bands, and like the girls are obsessed with them, and it's just a little crazy. But this weekend, Bearman and Bortoletto were in an interview, and they were asked by an Italian reporter why they dated normal girls and not models. And Bearman was just like, that is so rude. And we just would like to adjust. Like, this was a disgusting question. The fascination with these drivers' private lives with their poor girlfriends, like, is getting out of control. So that's just a little concerning for us. And we just thought we'd mention it there. And that was horribly, horrible, horrible situation for Behrman and Bortoletto and their partners. Just not right. So looking ahead now, the European League is done. It's done and over. We have the next upcoming races. There's 8 more races left in the season. And while the drivers would call it their travel leg, this is like more of our, like our continent. It's coming over to, because we're in Canada. So we're off until the September 19th to 21st weekend in Baku. Then they hit Singapore and then they fly over our way. So there's COTA in the States, Mexico, Brazil, Vegas, and then back to Qatar and Abu Dhabi for the final race of the season. So this is it, guys. We're in the final stretch of the 2025 season. So now looking at the championship battles for the constructors, McLaren looks to be completely untouchable. So I think like there's only a couple of races left until they can be declared official like constructor champions of the 2025 season. And this past weekend, we saw in the World Driver Championship, Norris cut Piastri's lead to 31 points. But the big question is there enough time? With only 8 races left on the circuit, does Norris have enough time to catch him? So only time will tell. Thank you for joining us this week. And join us next week. It's an off week, but we will be looking at what teams have currently signed drivers, like what drivers are signed to contracts, what seats are still open, and the rumors about who will be filling those seats. Thanks again for joining us this week. Have an amazing week.